we only started learning about Avraham Avinu, the first Jew, basically, and the story of Klal Yisrael starts in this parasha. So, Chazal teach us in Yom Daf Chof Esamid Beis, Ki Yom Avinu, Avraham Avinu, Kora Torah Kula Ad Shelo Nitno, Afilu Eruv Tavshilin. So obviously there is something special about Eruv Tavshilin, and this is the topic we will be discussing today. So after this lengthy introduction, let me voice one additional request. We all have kavana that the Divrei Torah we're learning today should be Lifu'osei Hashleimo Shel Chaim Yisocha Ben Chaya Moshkat. A wonderful younger man in America that needs it for Shleima, a younger man that was stricken with a case of leukemia, and he's in the midst of treatment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a refuah shleima l'Ramachi Evorov, Mishasa Agidov, he should have Arichas Shalom Mishulam together with his wonderful family, La'orech Shalom Tovis, and we should all hear the Sodas Tovis. So the title we're learning today should be Refuosai Hashleimo l'Ramachi Evorov, Mishasa Agidov of Chaim Yisocho ben Chaya Moshkat. So as we learned in the beginning of the second Perek in Masechet Beitzah, Yom Tov Shechalias Erev Shabbos, one could cook or bake or do any other malacha only if he made an Eruv Tavshilin. How could a Takonas Chachamim like Erev Tavshilin be matter an Issa D'Oraisa of doing a malacha Yom Tov L'Choil? So what we learn in this sugya, that the basis of the Heder of Erev Tavshilin is one of two basic halachas. Either because we maintain that Tzorcha Shabbos Ma'asam B'yomtev Min HaTorah, and it is only a Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore, if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, Heim Amru, V'Heim Amru, Min HaTorah Tzorcha Shabbos Ma'asam B'yomtev, because Kedusha Shabbos is greater than Kedusha Yomtev, or possibility number two would be that the Halacha is, in accordance to Rabba, so most of the Shia today will be discussing the concept of Hoyel ve'i miklalei orchem. The source of this sugya is in Psokim that Memvav. Hu'ayfe miyamtev lachol kula alma moedim, that it is also lefot miyamtev lachol. But the question is it Chayv Malkus or not? And that is a machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Loike. Rabbah says, Ein Loike, Hoyer ve'i miklalei orchim chazilei. It is clear that the intention of this person was, Lefois miyontev lechoyel. And he has no kavona of consuming, of being nehana, from whatever he is baking or cooking on Yom Tov. His sole intention is lefot miyom tov lechol. And nevertheless, according to Rabbi Hispoto, he might just have guests. Hoyel ve'im mikolei orchem chazilei. If some unexpected guests will appear, then obviously he will use whatever he cooked and baked leboy miyom. In that case, afo miyom tov liyom tov velo miyom tov lechol. Therefore, einoi loike. There's a big chiddush in Tosfos brought from Moran Avraham in Hilchos Yom Tov, that if he is cooking or baking erev Yom Tov in the afternoon, samuch lelaila, it is very close to the shkia, and it is totally unreasonable that guests will suddenly appear, and there will be enough time to be mechamed them, and they will partake of that food while it's still Yom Tov. In that case, Hayel would not apply, and therefore Eruv Tavshilin will have no validity. Because the validity of Eruv Tavshilin is based on the concept of Hayel v'Miklal Yerachem, and if it's unreasonable that guests might just appear and there will be enough time to be mechamed those guests and they will eat from the food that he cooked and baked on Yom Tov, in that case the heter of Eruv Tavshilin falls. And therefore, there would be no heter to cook and bake if it's so late that it's unreasonable to assume that guests might come. Now, We are living in a changing world. Today, this is the era of abundance, the time of plenty. Once upon a time, the poor, the desperate, were wandering from me'ir le'ir, mekvar lekvar, from town to town, and probably it was common that people just knocked on your door, hungry people, Yom Tov afternoon, maybe you could ask some food. Today, it is extremely uncommon that unexpected guests come in Yom Tov. And if they do come, usually you offer them some tea, maybe a cup of coffee, an apple, a piece of cake. Nobody comes Yom Tov in the afternoon hungry before eating a Suras Yom Tov. So how does Erev Tevshilim Bechlal apply today? If Tosfos teaches us that Erev Tevshilim needs to be based on practicality. It's not just Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. We're dealing with Atkonos Chachamim, which is based on a Svora. And the Svora is Hoyel V'i Miklel Le'orchem. Tosfos teaches us that the Heter of Hoyel doesn't always apply. It only applies if there is some possibility that guests might just arrive. And then I said, by the way, now, we can't speak about statistics. There are no statistics of how common it is that guests will just knock on the door. But we are practical people. And everybody sitting in this crowd could ask himself, when did it happen the last time that somebody knocked on the door Yom Tov afternoon and begging to eat a meal? I mean, not just coming in to say hello, which is in itself uncommon. So how do we rely on Erev Tevshilim Bechlal, according to Tosfos? And we're going to roll past into this Tosfos. That's Halacha Psuka. That is a big question and a major problem. Now, some of you know me, and I think one of the most potent forces in Halacha is Minag Yisroel, Hanachle B'nai Yisroel, Emlo Neviyem Hem B'nai Neviyem Hem, and I add on, Emlo B'nai Neviyem Hem, Chachomem Hem, V'chochom Odov Menovi. So, that is the meaning. I didn't come here to say we can no longer rely on Erev Tevshilim. We do rely on Erev Tevshilim, but the question is a very strong question. So, some Achroinim say that in accordance to the Shittas Rambam, Tzorech Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, so the basis of Erev Tevshilim would not necessarily be the Shitta of Rabbi regarding Hoyol. If we assume the Tzorech Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, then we don't really need the Heter of Hoyol. Those are the two possibilities that we have in Sugya Zagamon Psochem Daf Mem Vav. However, most Rishonim and Paskin Tzorech Shabbos Einom Nasim B'Yom Tov, and the Heter is based on Erev Tevshilim, and that would be a problem. How do we cook or bake when it is extremely unreasonable that guests will come in? So if we cook and bake before the Sudas Yom Tov, then that problem would be resolved. Because if it's before the Sudas Yom Tov, there is always a possibility that we will partake of some of that food, and we could do it the Derech HaRoma. But if we cook and bake after our Sudas Yom Tov, it is difficult to see how we rely on the Heter of Erev Tevshilim. According to most Rishonim and the Magen Avraham, this heter is based on the principle of Hoyel Ve'i Mikle Le'orchem. Let's discuss the Etzem Svora of Rabba, Hoyel Ve'i Mikle Le'orchem Chazilei, and therefore Hashtanam Chazilei and Einoi Loike. The Rosh Hashanah of the Gemara indicates that the Mechloikes is only if you schayv Malkes or not. It definitely is a prohibition. Also, lekuli alma levasol miyom tov leShabbos o lechoyel kal vachoyim is asur levashel lechoyel. But the question is, loike or ain't loike? Rav Chisda omer loike. Rabbi says ain't loike. What is the machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda? So many years ago, I was still a young bucher when I had this idea. Obviously, Rabbi and Rav Chisda nechleku, how do we define oichol nefesh? How do we define malechas oichol nefesh? Is malechas oichol nefesh a relative concept totally dependent on the person's intention? Or is malechas oichol nefesh based on the metzias? از مینان باسا مخشاقا او باسا مایسا. Rav Chisda says loika, because that is what he's done. Oifa miyomtev lechoil. And therefore, it is not lechzerich yomtev, it is not defined as malach lechzerich nefesh. Rabbe savur potur, choil v'mikol yorchem. Rabbe says, malach lechzerich nefesh is not defined by machsheves ha'odom, but rather by the Metzius. If it's reasonable that guests might come, then this malacha is considered malachas oichon nefesh lebo biyam. It is considered malachas oichon nefesh because that is the Metzius. Sometimes guests might come, and if they do appear, this malacha will ultimately be proven to be Letzorech Yomtev, and therefore it is considered Tzorech Hayom, Malech Tzorech HaNefesh. And I think that Rabbi goes with Shitosai three times in Shas, dealing with Malech Shabbos and Yomtev. What defines the Malacha, and what defines the various categories of Malech Shabbos and Yomtev, Maisa or Machshava? Our Malachas Kloleyan Prateyam V'Dikdukteyam, defined by the Metzius, or rather Al Yedei Machsheves HaOdom. The Bar Plikta of Rabba, in three different sugyas, is a different Bar Plikta. But I think Rabbi goes Lishitosa in all three sugyas. So sugya number one, we have presently discussed. Oifa Miyam Tov L'chol, Chayev Ipoto. Rav Chisda says, Chayiv, as Nina Bosa Machshova. His intention was, Lefes Miyam Tov L'chol, therefore, it is considered a Malach HaRatzoi L'chol, and not a Malach HaRatzoi L'chol, Echam Nefesh Al Yom Tov. Rabbi says, the Metzius dictates, not the Machshova. And even though his intention was, Lefes Miyam Tov L'chol, but because it is reasonable to assume that, at the end of the day, the Malacha will be Letzoi L'chbo B'yom, if guests arrive, therefore it is considered Malachas Oichon Nefesh. And Menuchas Samech Dalad and Medalef, we find the machloikis between Rabba and Rava. Connection of Aleyam, and there is a fisherman spreading out his nets, and he was totally unaware that a baby fell into the sea, and his intention is to catch fish or shrimp or whatever it may be. And when he pulls in his nets, lo and behold, there's a baby in his net, and that baby is alive. And he was actually Matzil Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael. Is he Chayev or Potu? He wasn't aware that there's a baby that fell into the sea. His intention was Malechas Seder, which is one of Lamed Tes Malochas Shabbos. But in actuality, he saved the baby, and he was Oisik in Hatzolos Nefoshes. So that is the machlokes between Rabbi and Rava. Rava says he is Chayev. Rabbi says he is Potter. And in this sugya, contrary to the sugya of Hayel and Sochem and Vav, the Gemara does explain what is the machlokes between Rabbi and Rava. And the Gemara says Rava is Machayev Boso Machshava Azlinan, Rabba Omer Poto Boso Maisa Azlinan. So Rava maintains, well, he actually caught fish as well. Besides the baby, when he pulled in his nets, the baby was in good company. There were a lot of fish in that net. So Rava says, actually he caught fish, that is Malecha Seder, that was his intention, and therefore he did a Malocha and he is Chayev. Rabbi says he was totally unaware and he wasn't mechaven to save a baby, but that is what he did. So how could you say he's chayev on Malach HaShabbos if it's pikuach nefesh? The fact that he also caught fish, according to Rabbi, is irrelevant. He saved a baby. That was a ma'aseh mitzvah, not a ma'aseh chet, and therefore he's potter. So my feeling is, this time it's Rava, the Menuchas Samech Daled. That time in Psochem and Vav, it is Rav Chisda, but rather Meshitosoi, regarding Hilchos Shabbos V'yomtiv, Azmina Bosa Maisa, Veloi Bosa Matshova. Sugya number three is in Moed Kotten Dav Beis on Mid Beis. And the Bar Plikta of Rabbah in that Sugya is Rav Yosef, Amora number three, and all of the greatest Amiron. So the Sugya Moed Kotten Beis on Mid Beis is Amashke Mayim Lizroim, Lekuli Al Machayev. But the question is, Mishumai Machayev, Amashke Mayim Lizroim. Is it Zeroya or Choresh? And the Nafkimina would be regarding Hasroa. Because when you give Hasroa to a person that is violating one of the Malochas in Shabbos, you have to be master of the Shema Malocha. You have to tell him which of the Lamatas Malochas he is over. So, Amaskaman is on Chayev Mishumma. Rav Yosef Umer, Mishum Zeroya. Why? La Asmich Ulne. מה דרכה של זוריה להצמיח? אף הוא מכוון להצמיח. רבא אומר, חייב משום חורש. מה דרכה של חורש לרפויה ארו? אף זה, his intention is לרפויה ארו. When a person is חורש, the land was solid, it was condensed. And when you plow the field, the land becomes soft. When you give water, you're softening the land. So Rava argues that Hamashka Mayim Lazorim resembles Malachas HaChodesh. Rav Yosef says no, it has nothing to do with Chodesh. What is his intention? What is the rationale for watering plants? Lahatzmiach, to enhance the growth and development, and therefore he is more similar to Zeraya. So the Gemara doesn't explain beyond what we just quoted, but Tosfos goes on to explain that according to Rav Yosef, his intention is Asmiach, and therefore Mashkam HaMazorim would be similar, it would be considered a Toldah of Malach Zeraya. According to Rava, we don't care what his intentions are and why he is watering those plants. What we look is, what is he doing? What is he actually doing? The Metzias, Metzada Maisa, Ma'adarka Shal Chodesh L'Rafuyara, Afkan, Mar Pe'ara, and therefore Maskamai Mazom according to Rabbah, Chayev Lo Mishum Zoreya, that is the essence of what he's trying to achieve. His Chiyev is Lo Mishum Zoreya, Ela Mishum Chodesh. So once again, Rabbah L'Shitosoi, everybody knows the Pshita, when you're watering plants, then your intention is to enhance their growth. But according to Rada, that makes no difference. That's irrelevant. What we see happening immediately, that is what defines as Malacha, the Mechsias, the Maisa, and not the Machshava. So my feeling was that Rada goes to Shitosoi in three different sugyas, and in all three sugyas, Rada's opinion is, when coming to define Malachas Shabbos V'yaltev, Protein V'digdukein, V'hilchotayim, Bosa Maisos Liven, and various other Amiruim, three different Barei Plokta. Their feeling and their shita, their opinion was, Bosa Machshava Azlinen, but Rabbi goes the Shitose in all three sages. Let me just point out, well, I think it's a very bright idea, but not necessarily Halacha Psuka. Because if we check Piskei HaRambam, the Rambam on one hand, Perikhes, Halacha Beis of Malachas Shabbos, the Rambam maintains, Hamashka Mayim Lizroim, Chayav Mishum Zoreya. So in Moed Kotten Beis and Medbeis, the opinion of the Rambam is, in accordance, not Shittas Rabba, but rather Shittas of Yosef, Bosa Machshava Azlinan, Mashavtoi Latzmuche Ilno, and therefore it's a Toleda of Zareya. On the other hand, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kogis, regarding the Machloikis Rabba in Rova, Menochas Samech Dalad, when the person spread out his nets, he got some fish, he got some babies as well. In that case, the Rambam Paskins, in accordance to the Shit of Rabba, Potur. So, the Rambam accepts Rabba in one Sugya, but he rejects Shittas Rabba for Shittas of Yosef in the other sugya. So even if we do assume that Rabbi Lishitosoi, not necessarily Shalochek Moisoi, because anybody that has some feeling in learning could differentiate between one sugya and the other, and there is no hechreyach to judge them all by the same standard. One could argue, regarding pikuach nefesh, it is far more mestava the bosa maisa's linen. After all, he saved the baby. How could you define this as a malachas isur if it was pikuach nefesh? So the heter of pikuach nefesh doesn't necessarily depend on the kavona of a person, but rather on the metzias. However, when we're dealing with the question of mashke mayim lezroim, to which of the lamatas malachas does this act belong, it is more reasonable to assume that we judge and define and categorize this act of Ashkos Mayim Lazroim in accordance with a motive. Why does a person give Mayim Lazroim and not in accordance to what we actually see happening on the spot immediately? So what I mean to point out from Shittas HaRambam, Shalav Ho Boho Tayet, but it still would seem reasonable that Rabbi Lishitosoi in all three sugyas, and Rabbi's opinion is that we are medame milta lemilta, and then it doesn't seem to be by chance or coincidence that Shittas Rabbi in all three sugyas is the bosa maisas linen v'loi bosa masovas linen. Years later, I was happy to realize that this Torah is a Torah shiyesh la beis av, and there's a fascinating discussion in Ozeruah, Hilsa Shabbos, and Nun Dalet, when the Ozeruah deals with the Machloikis Rabban of Yosef and Moyet Kotten Dav Beis, Mashka Mayim Lezloa Mishum Amachayim, Mishum Choresh, O Mishum Zoreya. The Ozeruah paskins that an aloche he is Chayim Mishum Zoreya, Keshitas of Yosef, Velo Keshitas Rabba. How does he prove this opinion, and how did he reach this conclusion? So the Ozeruah argues, Rabbe Verova Halochik Iman, one of the famous Klolei Hapsakis, Hilchasik Kibasroa. And whenever Chazal say Hilchasik Kibasroa, the Kavona is Rova, because Rova was Mamiroa Basroa. So the Ozeruah says, in Menuchas Samach Daladez, Machloikis Rabbe Verova, in Mazlina Bosomais or Bosomachshova. Halochei kerova, shechayiv, when he saved the baby and caught the fish. If the halochei in that sugya is kerova, bosa machshov azlinan, then the halochei is kerov Yosef, and my kotin beizom et beiz, bosa machshov azlinan, v'maske mayim lezroim, chayiv mishum zoreya. So the Or Zeruah does connect these two sugyas, and his conclusion is, because the halacha is kerova in Menucha Samach Dalet, bechleach that the halacha is kerev Yosef in Moyet Kotten Beis Amud Beis. What is a surprise to me is that the Ozeruah goes on and he says, v'chein posak Rambam beperik ches melcha shavet shemashka mayim lezom chayim mishum zoreya. What the Ozeruah does not point out is, well, you're quoting the Rambam, and you're basing your opinion on his, but your argument is negated by the Rambam, and the Rambam would reject your argumentation, because the Rambam, Dafkin, the Sugya Menucha Samach Dalet, paskins, not in accordance to Rova, but rather, Keshita Sarada, Shepoto Ve'enenu Chayav. So the author was right regarding the sugya of Mashkemayim Nesu'a Mishumayim Achayev, the Rambam Paskins, Mishum Zoreya, Keshitas of Yosef, but the Rambam rejects the riot from Menuchas Samach Dalet. And when we check the Shittas of Rambam, it is very clear that those two sugyas are not ho boho talya, and not in accordance to the logic of the Or Zeruah. But it is important to find that one of the Rishonim did feel that those two sugyas are ho boho talya. But the Ozeruah does not discuss sugya number three, or rather, sugya number one, at least in our shiur, that is the sugya of Hoyle. So the Azarua doesn't deal with this Sugya of Hoyel. And I just want to dedicate 2 or 3 minutes to try to be magdir and differentiate between each of the 3 relevant Sugyas. The 3 Sugyas which we put on Shulchan Malachim. So on one Sugya we are dealing with the definition of Ovis Vitaldis and the Yachas between Ha'av Liptolada. What determines a Tolda to which of the Ovis it is Shayach? The question is not whether Maskamayim Zom is Chayav HaPotor, Lekulian Mechayev. The question is Mishum Mai Mechayev. What is supposed to be the Yachas between Ovis and Toldas? What is the relationship between an Av Malocha and a Toledah? Is that Yachas, that relationship, dependent on the motive, the rationale, the reason, the essence of a Malocha, or rather what is being done, what is obvious? When a person would just observe the Oyster Malocha. So this sugya deals with the definition of Ovis and Toldas. The other sugya deals with the din of pikuach nefesh. And there is no necessity to say that the hadlos are the same. Regarding pikuach nefesh, the question is whether the het of pikuach nefesh is dependent on the metzias, hitzilas and nefesh, or rather on kavanas adam. Sugya number 3 deals with the het of oichal nefesh. So I think it would be very mistaver if we have to choose 2 of the 3. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, no, this is too much purple. Which 2 do you decide? I'll give you 2 out of 3. I would definitely say, well, Oichal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh have more in common than the Geder of Ovis HaToldos. Ovis HaToldos is just the definitions of Malachas. Oichal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh don't deal with the basic definition of Malachas. How do we categorize Malachas and what is the Yachas Ben Av L'Tolda? Both Oichal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh are matirin. They come to be matil Malachas Shabbos V'yomtov, and therefore they should have more similarity. They have more in common than sugya number 3, which deals with the definitions of a Sotoldus. However, there is no necessity to say that Oichal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh have the same Dorim, because they have a great similarity, but they are different. Basically different. Regarding Pekuch Nefesh, there's a major tumult in the Shoyim HaNachoinim, where the Pekuch Nefesh is the Chuyo Hutro. And in our Sugya, Perik Beis in the Sechet Beitza, when the Ran deals with the big Sugya of Ribui Bishiurim, the Ran differentiates between Oichal Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is the Chuyo, Oichal Nefesh is Hutro, and not a Geder of the Chuyo. Actually, Rav Orbach gave me 3 suggestions. You could speak about Erev Tavshir, you could speak about Pekuach Nefesh, you could speak about Ribui Bishiurim, so at least we touched all 3 sugyas, at least Benegia B'Yalma. So Oichal Nefesh and Pekuach Nefesh resemble each other, but essentially, basically, they're 2 different sugyas and 2 different gedorim. Pekuach Nefesh is a din kloli. It's not a din in Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's a din kloli. Is relevant regarding Tariyad Mitzvah Shebetoyer and all Shesalavin. Oichal Nefesh is a din Mesuyam and Hilchos Shomtov, and therefore Oichal Nefesh Vekulia Mezigel of Utro. Pikuach Nefesh is a machloikis, whether it's Utro or the Chuyo. They are not the same. But they have more in common than Sugya number 3, which is Mashke Mayim Lezron. The Yafal Pikain, as we see in the Or Zeruah, he brings a raya from Pikuach Nefesh to Mashkamayim Lezorim. And the way I see it, those are the 2 extremes. Oichal Nefesh is between them, because Pikuach Nefesh is not a Shabbos din; it's a din kloli. Mashkamayim Lezorim is defining the Gdorim of Ovis V'Toldos B'Melech Shabbos. Oichal Nefesh would be in the middle. And the Or Zeruah feels that im haloche kerov shazlinan boso machshove bapikuach nefesh hu adin shaloche gerev yosef dazlinan boso machshove memashke mayim lezroim, which is a big chiddush. A chiddush which we see that the Rambam does not agree to, because the Rambam paskens differently. By tinnik v'dogim alochik k'rabe bosom ma'isos linen, maska ma'im aslan, according to the Rambam, bosom ma'shov aslinen chayiv mishum zoraya. The Meiri brings two interesting halachas of the Shita of Chizda. Rav Chizda does not accept the entire idea of oil. And according to Rav Chizda, ha'oifa miyom tevelachol chayiv malchus. However, the Meiri brings, if at the end of the day suddenly guests did come and they consumed the food that was cooked or baked, litzoyrech choyel, then he is potter, because ultimately it was oichol nefesh, and that is a big chiddush, because according to the Chizda, im leislei choyel, why would that be relevant? At the end of the day, they ate the food. B'sha'as abishu, it was not defined as oichol nefesh. What would be the din if a person cooked or baked on Shabbos for himself, and then suddenly somebody came along and he was a chodesh rishkona and he's going to die and he needs food, and we gave him that food that we cooked or baked in the morning? Would that be relevant? Would that be considered malechas pikuach nefesh? Probably not. Maybe yes. I'm not aware of a sugya that deals with this question. Mesvora iti omer, well, when he cooked or baked, there was no pikuach nefesh. Would that be dependent on the machlokes rabbi and rava with the story of the tenek? Maybe, maybe, but not necessarily. Because there, b'shas asiyas ha-malacha, it was malachas hatzola. When he picked that net out of the sea, the fish and the baby were there together. In our case, when he hooked the bait, hatzolas nefoshes wasn't obvious. So one could argue, milta achrita, this is something that happened later, and therefore it doesn't necessarily have any implication regarding the malacha that was performed previously, and at that time there was no obvious pikuach nefesh. However, the Meiri brings that regarding oichol nefesh, if at the end of the day that food was eaten on Yom Tov, then it would be considered malachas oichol nefesh, even according to the Chizda, it would be potter. Another question the Meiri deals with is, if a person cooks or bakes miyamtev lechayel, but it is before his suda, he didn't eat yet, what would the Chizda say in that case? And he brings the machlokes between the shayna. I think both chidushim that we find in the Meiri are based on the same basic understanding. And this is an interesting question I want to deal with in the next 5 minutes. So we explained Rabbe. Rabbe svirele l'shitose bosa maisa azlinan v'loi bosa machshova. As I pointed out, in Menuchas Samach Daled, the Gemara uses these hagdoras, bosa maisa, bosa machshova. Ma'akot and Beis and Beis, Taisvis uses these same hagdoras, bosa maisa, bosa machshova. But in Psochem Envov, in the Sugya of Hoyal, we do not find these hagdoras, neither in the Gemara, nor in Taisvis. We find them in Minchas Osher, but I'm not aware of anybody much before that. So Rabbe definitely feels, there's no other explanation to understand Rabbe, bosa ma'isos linen, even though his kavanah was lefes miyamtev lechoyel, but there is a possibility of orchem, and therefore is potter. What's the shit of Rav Chizda? Is Rav Chizda based on the assumption that the machshove is koiveya? Or rather, Rav Chizda feels that it is unreasonable to argue that Orchim might come, and if Orchim do come, will they need to eat fish or flesh or chont, or sort of is the feels that the Metzias is such that afilu in bosa maisa azlinan, it would not be considered maleches oichon nefesh. Well, when we learn this machloikas rabbet of Chizda in its context, in Sochem daf mem vav, the second explanation seems to be the more reasonable one, because the sugya of Hoyel is a broader sugya. It deals not only with the question of Oifem Yom Tov L'chol, but Hoyel v'biyode la'atshule alei. There are various Hoyels in that sugya, and when we learn the sugya in its entirety and not take this certain machloikas out of context, it would seem to be more acceptable that the chizda loy svile lei hoyel, not only because bosa machshav tiyaslinan. The chizda would argue, afilu bosa maisaslinan, by the story of the tinnik and the babies, it is only there that bosa maisaslinan, because in reality, a baby was saved, and not only fish were fished out of the sea. But in our case, to say that guests might just arrive and they will need to eat what he is cooking now is a very far-fetched chashash or assumption, and therefore we do not say hoyel. I think this explanation would be the basis of understanding both chidushim that we find in the Me'iri. If guests at the end of the day did arrive, then that would be maleches oichon nefesh. So if we explain Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda argues bosa machshav azlinan, then it's totally irrelevant if guests arrived at the end of the day or not. His machshav was nefesh miyam tov l'chol. But if Rav Chizda's chumra is based on the svara that it isn't reasonable that guests might just arrive, but if in Metzias they did arrive and they did eat the svul and yam tov, then and that is the opinion of those Rishonim quoted by the Me'iri. If he cooks or bakes before his own Se'uda, and even if guests don't arrive, sometimes people eat more or less. Sometimes they would like to eat the fresh food that was cooked or baked today, and therefore, in that case, the Chizda would agree that it is considered maleches oichon nefesh. So we have two different interpretations in the shita of Rav Chizda de leis lehoyo, and those two different interpretations will explain the machloikas in Rishonim regarding both these shitas. According to Rav Chizda, is the chumer of Chizda only if he cooks or bakes after the family suda, or even before the family suda, and what would we say if at the end of the day guests did arise and they did partake of the food that was cooked on Beit Yom Tov? Would that be considered maleches oichon nefesh? Ad kan we discussed the sugya of hoyel, and we had some interesting comments to make. Any study of maleches Yom Tov would not be whole without relating at least the kitzel to the other basic Svora in Hilchas Yom Tov, which is Metoich Shehutra Letzoyrech Utra Mamesh Eloi Letzoyrech. Beitza Daf Yud Beis, probably it is still fresh in your minds. The Mechloikes Beis Shammai VeBeis Hillel. Beis Hillel maintains V'halochik Emoisam. Even though the Torah speaks about Ach Ashi Ya'ofa Lachem Lachon Nefesh Hulavada Ya'osa Lachem, according to the Beis Hillel, even though there was no intention of oichel nefesh, metoich shu tzarech hutzah namesh shelo tzarech. Why don't we say metoich ba'oifel miyom tov lechol? No, that's not relevant. Because yad kavona miyom tov lechol, The sugya of metach is not when a person has direct intention, lasas malacham yom tov lechoyel, but rather lechzorech she'eineno tzorech oichel nefesh. But it is tzorech hayoyim. To use Tosfos' definition, tzorech tzas, not tzorech oichel nefesh, but somewhat of a tzorech. How do we understand the opinion of Beis Hillel Matoch Shitre Tzorech Hutzre Namesh Shaloi Letzorech? Many Achroinim. The Turei Eben Megillah Daf Yud Ches Chsam Sofer Beitze Daf Yud Beis. The Imre Moshe Sokolovsky was one of the great Talmidim of Reb Chaim Rizka, and he has a wonderful Sefer on Hilchos Yom Tov, Maleches Yom Tov. I can just imagine that the Yungalach learning and the Kollel are familiar with this Sefer. So the Imre Moshe was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisko, and he wrote two great Sforim, Imre Moshe and Malachas Yom Tov. And there's a difference in style and in substance between the two Sforim. So in Brisko they used to say that the Malachas Yom Tov was Lifnei Matan Torah and the Imre Moshe was La'acha Matan Torah. That's what they used to say in Brisko, and therefore the style is different, but I think both are magnificent in Gewaldige's form. He was a Gewaldige Gordon, such a Yashin, and I like the Melachos Yom Tov Lifnei Matan Torah as much as I like the Imre Moshe Le'achar Mekem. Sometimes the Talmidim of Reb Chaim were so just consumed by the beauty of his Torah that we find a total batlas of his Talmidim. I once heard Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky a very surprising statement. He said, you know, we all know about the Baruch Be'er. The Baruch Be'er was not only a Talmud, he was a chosid. It was a chosid of Reb Chaim. And actually in Berachos Shmuel he always relates to Reb Chaim as Admor, you know. We Hasidim thought that only we have Admoidim till you get to the Berachos Shmuel, and they have Admoidim as well, so there's nothing so special about us. So Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky said that Chaval, that Reb Rochber was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, because he was such a tremendous Baal Kishlim, and Rabbi Yankov felt that the world lost out, that he was totally Meshabed, all his talent and his tremendous kishon just to be a commentator of Reb Chaim instead of using his own gaonus and gadlus to be mechadish for himself. The Imre Moshe was a different type of Talmud. He definitely had his own independence, total independence of thought and of machshava, and therefore I don't really see such a great nafkamina between the Malachos Yom Tov and the Imre Moshe. So after this lengthy biography, Imre Moshe, Os Hei, in Sefer Malachos Yom Tov, all these great Gedolim, explain the Svara of Metokshut and Sorechut Amish Loret Zorech along the lines of a concept we find many times in Shas, Hinan Deishto Deishto, Metokshut Hutro, Hutro. And that is their definition of the Svara, Metokshut and Sorechut Amish Loret Zorech. And to me, it has nothing to do besides the similarity in words. Metoich shehutro hutro, metoich shehutro tzorechutam shehutro tzorech has nothing to do. Because in all the sugyos and shas, where we find metoich shehutro hutro, we're dealing with the same chefza. With the same chefza. Kiddush nafchot, there's a machloites, yefas toya. Whether it's only be a reshoine shehutro, or be a shniye shehutro, kinen de ishtere ishtere, it is the same chesed di isur. Metoch shehutro letzarata yehuta lakeryoi. And Metzora could go into the base of Migdosh. Apotish yesh botum staraz, because he has to bring his korban. So what happens if he's also a balkeri? So we're dealing with the same person, the same chesed, but an additional isur. In those cases, there is a basis to argue logically, kinen shehutro utro. What would be the svara if a malochas hutra letzorech oichal nefesh, it should also be muta shalo letzorech oichal nefesh? The matir isn't there. I mean, what is matir the malocha oichal nefesh? Maybe somebody would argue that all the laven in the Torah are mutar. Why? Metoich shehutra b'mukar mitzvahs asay, esadoich aloises, shehutra name shelo b'mukar mitzvahs asay. Wouldn't it be the same? I mean, we have a din of esadoich aloises, metoich shehutra b'mukar masayhut name shelo shechai. All the asunim in the Torah would be mutar. Metoich shehutra b'mukar pikuach nefesh, shehutra name shelo b'mukar pikuach nefesh. When we have a matir, which overrides an isur, when the matir isn't there, then the isur stands in all its glory. I mean, what would be matir? So if the Torah is matir, malach shantav, lo is al nefesh, what would be the swam, atar shahutra, letzorech oich al nefesh, hutanam, shalor letzorech oich al nefesh. It has nothing to do with the concept of Metoch Shehutra Hutra. I don't want to go through all five sugyas of Metoch Shehutra Hutra, Kiredesh, Teresh, Teresh, Vokum, and Yavomis. But if you will check those sugyas, you will find this very, very basic and simple argument. In the entirety of Shas, whenever we say Kiredesh, Teresh, Teresh, it is the same heft at a different time, or when there's an additional Issa. But when the Matir isn't there, then there is no heter, and this is such a simple svar. And therefore the Rishonim had a totally different approach. And according to the Rishonim, in the Kitzanim, I will give you three different approaches of Rabbi Seinu Rishonim. Metoch Shehutra Hutra, Metoch Shehutra Ratzorech Hoichan Nefesh, Hutra Nama Shaloi Ratzorech is, Metoch Ma Shehetiru Torah Ratzorech Hoichan Nefesh, we understand that the Kavonas of Torah Lachatchila is not necessarily Ratzorech Hoichan Nefesh. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, Ramban al Torah Parshas Emor, gives a beautiful pshat. And the Baran, Ramban notes, that when the Torah asks Malocha and Yom Tov, the lotion of the Torah is Kol Malacha Savoidu Loitasu. When the Torah asks Malocha and Shabbos, it is Loisasu Kol Malocha. The definition, the formula, Malacha Savoidu, we find only in Yom Tov, not in Shabbos. So the Ramban says, Lamatas Malochas are two different categories, Malachas Avoida and Malachas Achila. Some Malachas are directly related with your plate, your meal, your machal. And those are the Malachas that are usually done, performed, Somach La'achila, B'Torech HaBayis. Some of the Malachas are performed outside of your home, and are relatively detached and distant from your plate, your seuda, plowing the field, sowing the seeds. Malachas hachoyresh hazoreya hakoitzer hama'arer hadash. All those malachas are performed outside your home. Hamavashel, halash, ha'oifer. Those are malachas that are usually somach la'achila, cooking, baking, lisha, afia, even boiler. So the Ramban says Malachas Avoida are only the former. The later are not defined as Malachas Avoida, but rather Malachas Achila. So in Shabbos, they are all prohibited. And that is Lamatas Malachas. Yom Tov, the Torah only asks Malachas Avoida. And the Megina Shloima, the Zayda of the great Pnei Yeshua, in Beit Yud Beis, goes on to explain, according to Ramban, when the Torah is Matir Malachas Ochal Nefesh, it is not Malocha Lechzorich Ochal Nefesh, but rather, Ochal Nefesh is the definition of the type of Malocha. Achas Yeochal Ochal Nefesh, those Malochas that are usually performed, Lechzorich Achila, aren't Bechlal or Isu. They are not considered Malachas Avoida. That is the beautiful pshat of the Ramban in accordance to the explanation of the Megina Shloime and Beit Zedaf Yud Beis. I actually do not remember whether the Megina Shloime quotes the Ramban. What I'm confident is that the Ramban doesn't quote the Megina Shloime. So I think I put those two together because they fit together. You know, it's like mamish, like a puzzle that fits together. So according to Ramban, achas yochal achol nefesh is not like esedei chaloises. It's not like pikuach nefesh. It is the definition of a certain category of malachas. Malachas yochal nefesh is the opposite of malachas avoido. And therefore, in Yom Tov, malachas avoido is also, malachas yochal nefesh is muta. The Yerayim, one of the Balei Tosfos of Alos HaMemetz, in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gemel, has a different approach. And the Yerayim says, the Torah by Yom Tov says, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh. The Torah doesn't say asher toichlu, or asher yoichlu, but rather ye'ochel. You probably recall the sugya of Cheski of Rebbe Avuhan, Psochem Daf Chofaraf, regarding Macholos HaSurais, are they also Bahanu as well, or only also Bahila? The Rav Huwa says, "Kol mukum shekotzer layochol layochol lesoichol eched esachila eched esno b'mashma." Teskiu says no. When the Torah prohibits achila, it is only achila. However, when the Torah says lo ye'ochel is more inclusive. It is a broader definition than lo yoichal. Lo ye'ochel includes hanoed osel lechlal achila. So the Yerayim argues, if dealing with loises, yo'echel includes hanoah, then hu adin in the positive context and not only in the negative connotation. If lo ye'ochel includes isura hanoah, not only isura achila, then in the positive context, ach asher yo'echel means hanoah as well and not only achila. That is the Yerayim. And pshat number three is the Shita Mekabet says, in Ksuvis Davov, Shita Mekabet says, Achashi Yochel Lachol Nefesh Ulevada Yehosa Lochem. And the Shita Mekabet says, also goes back to that same Sugim Sochem Chofalev. Sochem Chofalev Chazal asked, various Mechorot Asuris, why are they Mutabano? According to Rebbe Avuhu. And the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says Lochem, and Lochem indicates Lochol Tzrochechem. So from Lochem we learn Heta and Noah. So in a similar vein, like the Yerayim, the Shita Megabetza says, if regarding Macholos Asurais, Lochem means Heta Anoah Huadin, when the Torah says Hulavadi Yaosa Lochem, that is a heter, not only letzorech achila, letzorech oichal nefesh, hu adin lekol tzorchei hana asken. So those are the three approaches we find by Rav Yisrael Warashoinim. Three beautiful pshotim, atzava, shovish, shabayim. The common denominator between the three is, it is not misvora that Chazal say, netochzut letzorech oichal nefesh, utishulor letzorech oichal nefesh. This svora has no basis whatsoever. It is metoich mekroe hakoidish. It is metoich loshen hatoira that Chazal understood. Even though the Torah uses the words, the formula, achashiya ochal achonefesh, ochal nefesh is not the makyo. It's not like pikuach nefesh, and that's a doichaloises. Achashiya ochal achonefesh means a type of malocha. So it is either out of the diet of Malachas Avoido and Malachas Tam, or the diet of Ashe Ye'ochel, or Hulevada Ye'osa Lochem, Hatzad Shova, Chazal were Medayek, Beroich of Datom, Beruach Kodshom, Bemekoya Kodesh, to learn that the Matio isn't really Oichel Nefesh, but rather a broader definition of Malachas Oichel Yom. So it was a pleasure to be here. And I wish you all tremendous atzlocha in Torah. And we said, lochem means everything that brings toich on nefesh. You should have atzlocha on anything that contributes to Torah. Bona, chaya, mezoyna, revicha, yishara lav nachas, and simcha, and shefa. And we should zoycha the korev in the schus of Talmud Torah to be as Moshiach tzukeinu. Amen.